Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Copper Chain by James Maxwell, performed by Simon Vance. For my wife, Alicia, with all my love. 1. Agathon didn't want to die. Of course, he wasn't a fool. He knew his time would come at some point. But despite being a man who prayed regularly and believed that when death knocked at his door his soul would be welcomed in paradise, he wanted his end to be as far off as possible. Ideally, he would be in bed, tended by his favourite wife, who would wail and weep, kissing his wrinkled cheeks as he closed his eyes and finally slept forever. He'd always imagined it would be that way, decades in the future. Not like this. Not death in battle. He was well aware that he wasn't a skilled swordsman. His talents had always served him in other areas. He was a bureaucrat, the viceroy of the city of Malachi, governor of a restive populace. Malachi's wealth of gold, furs, slaves and spices flowed to Agathon's cousin, Cargan, ruler of the Ilian Empire. It was Agathon's job to keep the shipments coming. His task was far from easy. Malachi was ostensibly the capital of Imakale, but in truth the Ilian garrison rarely patrolled the dry, inhospitable terrain south of the port city. Traders acted as intermediaries between the fierce desert clans and the merchants from Lamara. Even within Malachi's strong walls, the locals resented Agathon and the soldiers who served him. But until recently, he had taken pride in his achievements, pacifying unrest, pitting the desert traders against each other, sending fat-bellied ships back home with their holds full of manacled slaves and ingots of gleaming gold. Then the situation changed. It began with a rumour. The tribesmen of the south were massing under a new leader, a man who promised to liberate Malachi and unshackle the city's population from the Ilian yoke. The rumour made its way into the city, and soon the locals were chanting his name. Palamon. All through winter the sense of anticipation grew. There were riots in the streets, quickly stamped down by the garrison but becoming more and more unmanageable. Palamon was always spoken of, but never seen. They said he was pale-skinned and that he commanded more than 100 tall warriors, men who wore strange armour of steel links and carried huge swords and axes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?